Shout out to my Croatia squad. The real fam.
You have a Croatia squad?
I do have a Croatia squad. We're called the Croted Crew of Croatia.
I love
Man,
it.
I wish
love
you
it.
Could see
I unironically love it.
That's pretty great. Shout out to my bro back in PA listening to this radio show.
The real one.
Hex yeah. I love it when people from other places listen to this show. Like, because half the time I can't... I do get one friend who likes to, who listens regularly. But one time we actually got a person from Indonesia.
What?
Basically emailed us and go, hey, we like your music. So we sent him a t-shirt.
That's awesome.
Turns out it's really difficult to send things from U.S. to Indonesia.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
You know the feel. It's... But it was still pretty fun. This was the year before I became an exec, but it's okay. Maybe we'll get another weird email. Maybe we'll get Philippines next.
Yeah.
We just kind of
keep
going
keep moving
up.
Your way up.
Yeah. Next. Is Thailand next?
What is next?
I don't know. Wait.
Just slowly start moving west.
Yeah. Map of Southeastern Asia. Eastern.
Philippines.
Asia.
I don't know.
Like.
I have failed. As a Southeast Asian.
Okay, no, I'm very wrong. I'm very wrong. Okay,
very
Indonesia,
wrong.
I got. Okay, Philippines, I'm kind of
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah.
Then it's Malaysia.
Okay.
And then Thailand. But then you could also say Vietnam comes first. If you just go by latitudes.
Shout out to Christy.
No doubt! Yeah, our friend is in Vietnam right now. Probably living it up, La Vida Loca. I very much hope she's doing well. I'm very happy she's still, like, active on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because I fear I would be a hermit if I, like, went abroad and I'd come back and just, like, forget everything existed.
Yeah, don't be a hermit, Ashley.
Okay.
When you go to Spain.
Okay.
Don't do it.
I'll try.
Seek down the one anime place in Madrid. So there's an actual story about this. Our president of Anime Club once went to visit his sister in Madrid, but she was studying abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And he found out there was one anime shop in the entirety of Madrid.
Oh my goodness.
He went. And it, first of all, it's in the red light district.
Ooh, what does
okay.
that mean?
You know, like,
that reminds me of Skin and Earth, the comic. There's like the red section and the pink section.
What does the red section have?
They're, like, really poor, and everything's run down, and they're kind of dying from toxic fumes.
Oh, that's... Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
You'll find out when I give you the book.
I'm very excited.
Shout out to my girl, Lights.
I feel like you can make a lot of puns. I feel like she's
aware
of that.
Yeah, for sure. No, she's even made some, like, song lyric puns with her own name.
Good. I'm very glad.
Mm-hmm.
But
because that's her legal name. She changed it.
That's crazy.
That's her name.
That's so good. That's so good. I remember that just because it was a legal issue, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's a Canadian band called, like, Lights, and it was, like, the band Lights.
Yeah.
And so in order for her to use the name Lights, she had to legally change it to her name from Valerie to Lights.
Wow. Man,
Valerie's a good name.
Yeah.
It is.
Kind of a shame. I really like that name.
Hey, you know, you gotta do what you gotta
do. I mean, couldn't
do.
You just, like, put that as your middle name? Like...
I don't think so.
Lights
it has to be.
What is
like Valerie as your middle name?
Yeah. That's
yeah.
And then
yeah.
you say, oh, I that's go by probably my middle name.
But what if you had a cool middle name? Like, I would
true.
Never get rid of Tolstoy.
Yeah.
Like, that's just so good.
It's just so you.
Yeah.
Right. I think you maybe Leo also
Tolstoy.
Just become your name.
Wait, is your middle name really Tolstoy?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Right?
That's so cool.
What is
like,
it?
My brother's middle name
He's
is Chamberlain.
A writer.
Like,
oh,
Joshua Chamberlain. And, like, that's so cool. Yeah.
What's your middle name?
Megan. I like
really?
Megan, but like...
I like Megan.
You know,
Megan's
there's Tolstoy
bad.
And Chamberlain, and then there's Megan, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. What's yours? Yeah, what?
No, he just goes Drake and Josh.
That's my middle name.
Eyebrow raised.
Oh,
Drake
my God.
Drake and Josh.
Hannah, you never, like, reveal your middle name.
No. My Croatia squad... Well, I know Jess knows my middle name.
I knew it at one point, and then... I know what it
Same.
Starts with, but I don't remember the
Yeah,
rest of
I know
it.
What it starts with,
yeah.
but I, like, learned it. I can't
no,
remember
No, it was
how
the
I
biggest thing, because, like, there was this thing on Facebook where, like, you do your middle name but script but in alphabetical order. So yeah. I did in alphabetical order. So like all my friends from Gordon knew how many letters there were, knew what the letters were, but they couldn't figure it out.
Oh.
And then move-in day, I was having dinner with them and my dad was there. They're still trying to figure it out. And my dad
oh, no.
betrayed me
no.
and wrote down like the first four the first four letters. And then they were able to guess it after that. I'm like, wow, betrayal. Thanks a lot, Dad.
I mean, and yeah, it's not that. It's only, what, six or seven letters,
it's
right? It's eight?
Yeah.
But still, like, if you have the first four, like, linguistic, like, because also, from what I understand,
yeah, there are only so many combinations.
A verbal language. So, like, if you get the first four, it's pretty easy to get the rest. Like, it's not like Polish where it's like, why is C and Z next to each other?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Does anyone know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very easy to pronounce things. Like, yeah. they look, or you pronounce them how they look.
Yeah, it's like Spanish. Spanish is the same one.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you get, like, Polish. Japanese is pretty easy with
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese is a dynamic-based language. Mm-hmm. That,
I Chinese can't do is it. Also tonal, so, you know,
yeah.
throw that in there.
Oh,
I mean, if you speak a tonal language, it's easy. But if you don't, like, English, then it's really hard.
Yeah, so, fair.
Yep.
Nope.
I think Vietnamese is also tonal.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Thai might be, too.
Not tonal.
Maybe.
I don't know. What language. I've always wondered is with Arabic. Like, I don't know too much about the language, but I know at least
you know
the
some Arabic.
Glyphs of it.
Of course. Wait, how fluent are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I speak it, like, broken.
So, like, on a scale of 1 to 10?
Like,
five?
Broken.
I'm gonna say, like, a 6.
Oh. That's
six
not bad.
That, because 5 I put
that's
it average
as good
point.
As my,
that's,
like baseline. Italian.
Yeah.
So you're a little better than baseline.
Yeah.
Okay, fair. That's actually really rad, though.
I know. It's like, when you read, it's like from right to left.
Mm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
left to right.
Oh, I know how to say, what is it? Salam walaikum.
Yeah, that means peace be upon you. That's just like how they greet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I know. Oh, I know, like, I know how to say frog. I know random things from Amel.
Oh, that's so good.
I don't even know how to say frog in it.
Dufta. Now you know.
See, you could say any of it. Like, you could say any word right now, like, saying that this is X in Arabic, and mm-hmm. I'd be like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also, Indonesian is, like, a little bit based on Arabic.
Is it?
It's, like,
really?
A conglomerate of, like, Arabic, Sanskrit, a lot of Dutch, mostly Dutch, because they were mainly colonized by the Dutch. But, like, yeah, there's a lot of things mixed in there.
Is it, like, all the loan words, like, and, like, a certain, like, technological terms after a certain point is, like, all Dutch loan words? Because Japan...
Probably.
Yeah, Japan has actually some Dutch words and then a lot of American words.
Yeah, like, in anime when they just, like, randomly say an English word, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
What, I mean, this makes more sense, but I think in India, too, I think some Indian languages have a lot of... English, like I think Hindi has a lot of English loan words.
That would make
sense. That makes more sense because they were
England. Yeah,
I mean they were taken over by the British for a while. So
yeah, no doubt. I mean, China's kept itself pretty, like given everything that's happened, like kept its like Korean and Chinese has like kept that away at least that loan word thing. Because
mm-hmm.
like even like, in Japanese, the word for television is terebi.
Mm-hmm.
So, or, refrigerator is retsuko.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's very much like, oh, this is English. And then also, like, I just realized this, but, you know, like, tonkatsu, like, pork cutlet.
Yeah.
Is literally katsu, cutlet, cuts.
Cuts.
Yeah! Right? Right.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I feel you.
It's insane.
Cool.
It's so good.
How is your Japanese learning going?
Oh, okay. So one of my friends has been trying to keep on me about it, and like that's just not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Once like school actually started, I was like, well. Time to go play Stardew Valley and pretend nothing exists. So.
Well, it's like I tried to start being able to read Hangul over the summer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was able to for a little bit, but then I had two jobs over the summer.
Ooh.
And I just did not have time or the energy. And then school started and I didn't have the time or the energy again. So.
Fair.
Well, yeah. We're on break.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back again.
How long are you guys on break anyway?
Just from today to Sunday.
Oh, yeah,
it's been a long weekend.
Yeah, it's like the quad break half the semester.
Fair. Anyway, do you guys want to? There's someone supposed to come in. Mm-hmm. Do you want to call it here, or do you want to like put on music?
We should read another PSA.
You can read another PSA. Okay. We actually should.
Give me the banda.
Do the Paula.
Okay, keep talking while I try to
find
it.
Yeah, so here's some context. We always have to read a PSA every hour, and there's a bind. We can do. If you've been listening to this show, you'll know that you can do it by radio, or by an automated one, or you can read the binder.
We found it.
Very good. I do it so I can return to music. It's often just me in here, so. Oh no. Okay, get ready, guys.
Give me a second. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
It's too hard. Want some diabetes with those deep-fried butter balls? No problem. Type 2 diabetes comes naturally with a high fat and sugar, low exercise lifestyle. So just sit back, relax, watch the Food Network, and snack away.
Oh my God.
Worried about the complications of diabetes, like obesity, heart disease, stroke, impotence, life amputation, and blindness? No problem. Paul Dean and pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk have teamed up to bring you an expensive new medicine that doesn't actually prevent these health problems, but could keep you alive a little bit longer.
Oh my God.
If, on the other hand, in your later years, you'd rather ride a bicycle instead of being confined to a wheelchair, if you'd prefer to spend your money...
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
On anything other than medical bills and prescription drug copays, if right now you want to be more attractive and healthy, then exercising regularly and eating a diet rich in vegetables and real fruits while lowering your intake of meat or even eliminating it is a very effective and inexpensive way to help achieve these goals.
This is such a mean
This has been a public service message from your tomato, bean, onion, and mushroom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tubbs Educational Radio. P.S. If you're already diabetic, going vegetarian can really help you get better rather than worse.
No, stop it. Oh my gosh. Look. That was our PSA, and I understand that I feel like there has to be... is healthy eating good? Yeah. But, like, oh, that was a lot. That was a lot.
That was so painful.
That was so mean. That was so mean. Like, half my mom's side is diabetic. This is weird.
Paula
D. Oh, my goodness.
This advertisement must be old, because I swear, like, no one after, like, what, 2014?
Yeah. That reminds me. Do you remember that time somebody came into our high school and talked about, like, do you remember... about like weight prevention or weight gain prevention, and like he was like, oh, like you don't want to look like this, and showed like a picture of like an overweight person,
oh,
and it was like
goodness.
During senior year, and he also got a lot of things wrong, because I remember he was like, oh, you should take like antibiotics, but the problem had to do with viruses, and like because I remember we went back to AP Bio right after and we're like, literally What is with this guy?
Yeah.
That's so bad. Honestly, I can't remember that. All I can remember is the drunk driving one and the one about the abusive relationship.
Oh, the yellow dress.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. Oh, man. That was actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was a good... Like, I will say about those, it's, like, always a very extreme case. Like, they really try to spook you. And the one thing is, one problem about abusive relationships is they're always more subtle than that.
Yeah.
Like, no one's like, strolling into an abusive relationship going, I want to get beat up today. It's kind of a weird, slow, scary boil of thinking this is
usually
fine.
Usually over a long time.
Yeah, it takes a long time. And then, like, you often need help to realize, like, oh, wow, this isn't fine. And then in extreme cases... helping people who, when you realize it's not fine, like, disentangle you. Because often, like, the partner, especially if it didn't come to that kind of head, is not going to be happy that this ended. I don't know. Like, that's the one thing I don't like. That it sometimes just creates such like a total like, what were you thinking? Why is this person so stupid?
Yeah.
Like narrative. That's not exactly the right case.
Yeah. I forget what exactly the presentation was though. Like all I remember is that we had it. Like I don't remember anything about it.
It was like it was a monologue. Like the person was standing up there.
Oh yeah. And then, she was like holding her dress.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything else.
Yeah.
I remember liking it though.
Yeah. It was heckin' metal. It was like they kinda went there.
Do you remember that, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot.
You look like you could fall asleep.
He can always fall asleep.
So true.
Like, I've fallen asleep in that couch over there. That's happened. And I've woken up at, like, 4 a.m.
These chairs are very comfy, though.
These chairs are pretty comfy.
They're very comfy.
I wish it would, like, recline without me having to.
I know the chairs in our room are not that comfortable. The chairs we had last year were just, like, plastic chairs.
Yeah. I can't believe
we had to pay. We had to pay more for this, you know, double. I'm like, you should give us nice chairs. Mm-hmm. Paying all this money.
Do you guys have like, because I guess Tufts next year is thinking about doing this thing where it's more expensive to live in different parts of campus.
We have like different buildings that cost more or less than others.
Okay. So like there's
different types of buildings.
Yeah, so there's like suite style. Yeah. And then there's just regular.
That's what we were in for the first
there's
2 years.
Ones where like, you know, you don't have your own bathroom and so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's like apartments,
mm-hmm.
which cost the most.
Yeah. Though if you don't get the meal plan, it's not that
bad. It balances
out. It can actually be less.
But then you have to buy groceries.
True. Very true.
Where's your nearest grocery place?
Would it be like Shaw's?
Probably.
Yeah. It's not too far. Like a couple
exits
down.
And then there's Market Basket, which is like the next exit down.
Yeah.
Or so like, a couple exits
pretty
down.
Close.
Though you need a car, no matter what it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, there's... Like, you can pay with cash for food on campus, too.
Mm-hmm. But it's pretty inflated there, right?
I would say, yeah. I mean, for me, at least, I would say it is.
Yeah.
I mean, there's also a shuttle. Like, you wouldn't be able to get...
there's
like,
a Gordon shuttle.
You wouldn't be able to get, like, a full
like
week
if you
of
go
groceries,
to the,
probably. But.
To the Hamilton Wenham. There's also, what's it, Crosby's Marketplace?
Yeah. Okay.
I'll tell you this. Okay, so I have a friend who... because a lot of my friends are living off campus because, you know, there was a whole housing crisis with Tufts for the junior students.
Oh, you told me that.
Yeah. So one of them was telling me about, asking me about where a nearer supermarket is. And so I had learned is that she had been walking to Market Basket in Somerville to get groceries and taking a Lyft back. And she's like, is there anything closer? And I'm like, bud, I can name like 5 grocery markets on your way.
How
to-
did they find that one but not any of the other ones?
I still have no idea how she blew through Wegmans. Like, that was like the first thing I thought of. It's like, Wegmans,
it's
like,
right there.
It's right there.
Well, it's like there are some students on campus, like at Gordon, that go to H Mart all the time.
Yeah.
And like, that seems pretty far away. And
wait,
I don't
are you
know
talking about H Mart in Central?
Hmm?
Probably not.
Or Burlington? Probably be Burlington.
I've never
been.
I don't know.
But
yeah, I
feel
probably
like Burlington.
I feel like it's pretty far away. Relatively far away.
Because Burlington's still like an hour and a half? No.
North of here? That might be a little bit closer to Gordon. I don't know exactly where it is.
Because, wait, no. Gordon's 30 minutes driving.
Mm-hmm.
So it's...
Northwest-ish.
Yeah.
East-ish.
I don't know.
I don't know. I can't do directions.
I'd have to see a map, but you know where Burlington Mall is? Is it on the way?
I've been there, but I don't know where it is in relation to other things.
Fair. Because it's right by Burlington Mall.
Mm.
This is some very local.
Isn't
talk
there a
right
Wegmans
here
near there? Burlington Mall?
Yeah, there is.
It's like the one with the shopping cart escalator, elevator. Yeah.
Walmart has one too. That one's on Route 1 by Lynn.
Oh, I think I've been there actually.
Probably have, because you have family around there.
Yeah.
I know they have an escalator there.
Yeah,
it's like
it's
for
carts,
escalator. Though. Like, you push in the cart, and it takes... Because there's 2 levels.
Are you talking about the Walmart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walmart and... There was one floor.
No.
No.
No. Maybe we're talking about two different ones.
So there's
one by the Home Depot.
There's one. There's one that I'm thinking of. It has one shopping floor, but the parking lot is on the ground floor.
Yeah,
so that's why they have the escalator.
Yeah,
the cart escalator.
I think we're talking about the same one then.
There's always a notice, the place where you put the carts in, that says that you can't put kids in the cart as they go down.
I would want to.
And like, there has to be precedent for that. Imagining somebody putting their infant in the cart.
Oh my god.
Yeet going down.
Did you say it said yeet?
Yes.
You know what? Knowing people, and you know, I would never trade, like, on record, I would never trade, like, the radio job I have. It's just that, so, like, sometimes when I get, like, questions, I will be like, I can understand why Walmart would tell people up front, please don't put your baby in here. Like, I don't mind. I don't, like, think, oh, these evil human beings for asking me questions. Like, I'm glad they did. Like, if this wasn't my, it was probably on me in the first place. But, like, I can understand Walmart going, let's not get sued because someone decided to put their baby on a shopping cart escalator.
What if I put myself in the shopping cart escalator?
I'm not a child.
I may look like one. That doesn't mean I am one.
Oh, my God. And we get, like, we get, like...
I'm the oldest one here.
Yeah. You're not 21 yet, are you,
though? No, but I will be in March. You're still 19.
Yeah.
You're still 19, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're still 19, too.
Hell yeah.
But not for long.
Not for long, I know.
But when do you turn 20?
I turn 20 on the 29th.
This month?
This month, yeah.
Oh, I'm in December.
I think you're the youngest person in our grade, like in our school.
I know this guy, Alan, who's younger.
Oh, in our school?
Yeah. Oh. Best friend.
Well, last name?
Horace.
Alan Horace. Does not ring a bell.
Okay.
Like, his birthday was in, like, January.
Because I thought the cutoff was the end of the year. I thought you had to be born in 98.
I have no
unless idea. You stay back.
Anyways.
Yeah, no, the cutoff is normally September. No, the cutoff is normally August.
Oh.
But you would kind of have to do a little wheeling and dealing if you were to make sure you're in the other year. Year before, like I was gonna get held back in kindergarten for because I was too young.
Oh yeah, I think Maria and Anthony were.
Yeah, but my parents were like, "You're gonna hold her back in kindergarten by the sheer virtue of she's not old enough." And so you know, you put a little pressure on, and then they buckle easily. So I'm glad.
Well, I am too.
I don't want to be lumped in. Honestly, I always hear about the underclassmen at Medford High.
Yeah, I probably know of you, but I feel like we wouldn't have become as close friends.
I agree with that a lot.
Because eighth grade wouldn't have happened.
I still remember when we were best friends.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what grade was that, like third or fourth?
Maybe. I feel bad. I thought it was sixth, and so obviously I'm very off.
No, it was elementary.
Okay, it was probably third grade. I think I remember.
Like when you Ms. first came.
Her
and Miss Suffredini kind of have melded into one in my mind.
Miss Robertson. I can't picture. I didn't have her.
Yeah.
I had Miss Veglia.
She retired like the same year.
I feel like all of them retired. Like, when we went to fifth grade and got all the young teachers, I feel like all the old teachers retired.
Miss Train decided to be a math tutor instead.
I did not want to remember her.
I liked her. Well, she liked me. So, you know what?
Make that distinction.
I feel like I have to cite that. Like, I wasn't just, like, a person in the crowd with her. So, like, I can understand why other people wouldn't. Because she was, like, really brusque.
Remember when she rode around in the Zamboni on her birthday? I was like,
who
do you think you are? Like, nobody likes you.
Run around leaving scars.
Collecting your jar of Zambonis.
So Tufts actually has a comedy magazine called the Zamboni. And that's
really?
Like the first thing I think of whenever like I hear Zamboni.
What if Ms. Trainer was like ice skating?
Why would
I love it? Shout out to Miss Train. Let's go.
What about Miss Trainor? We were talking.
I'm
about
not her. Shouting at Miss Trainor. I'm sorry.
Neither of them. There are two of them.
I'm talking about the vice principal.
Because there were two. Remember, like our freshman year, there was the one that yelled at Zeth. I was telling Ashley about that story when Zess left her Cheerios on the floor.
Oh my god.
I don't know. That's she has work. Question. She's not. Remember? Or else she would be here.
Shout out to Zess.
But there was the freshman year Miss Trainer, and then she left, and then there's the blonde Miss Trainer.
I don't think I ever crossed paths with
really
other Miss Trainer.
Wait. She's like a short Italian lady. I mean, she looks Italian.
What did she teach?
No, she was just a... She was a... What's it called?
A vice.
The same... Yeah, vice... What is it? Submaster. That's what she was.
Oh, then definitely. I honestly did not know who our submasters were until about junior year.
You know Mr. Tucci is, like, I think principal of the McCoon now, right?
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, we're getting really local right now. I hope anyone listening right now
DeLeva is like...
Wait, isn't
DeLeva... The principal?
Andrew. Yeah, he is! Yeah.
No, isn't he of MHS?
No, Andrew, wait, is he now?
I thought he was. Didn't he get promoted? Or like,
I thought he was promoted to principal, but not... You might be right, though.
I thought I saw an article about it. Wait. And he like wrote a letter. Hold on.
I missed that guy.
I felt Paul pretty lukewarm
DeLeva.
Towards him at the time. Like... I didn't like whoever the blonde one that came in our eighth grade class, the one that banned hugging.
Chiesa?
No, that was another. That was in elementary school because I.
Oh my god!
I was like, it starts with a V.
Okay, it's making me sign into
Siberia.
LinkedIn. But yeah, it says he's headmaster of MHS.
Oh, rad! Wait, good for him.
Siberia?
No. No, I'm talking about like the vice principal at Andrews.
Oh, Miss Carrada.
Wait, vice principal at Andrews.
Yeah, the last year, the one who banned hugging. yeah!
The one, oh my gosh, everyone related her to, it was Murata.
Murata.
Yeah,
okay.
Everyone compared her to Umbridge.
Yeah, well, I think because she kind of came on the scene and then was like, no hugging. And I'm like, what?
I distinctly remember Lashea and Sarah Branley hugging, like, right in front of her to make a point. And she's like, no, we can't have that. I'm sorry.
She was wild. Honestly, like, I'm glad we were out of there, like, when she was, like, starting her rule there. She's probably, like, not president.
She's still there?
Maybe.
If she is, I'm sorry. Shout out to everyone in the Andrews.
Oh, my god.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah. Let's see, we're
gonna visited
start
MHS
playlist.
Today.
Without me?
Don't you have class?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know actually the name of... This is actually like...
You live
really
so close to the Andrews, you can
like,
visit whenever you want.
I know, but I want to go with people.
Okay, then tell me.
Like, who's after us? I can't believe he's coming. I honestly, like, we're just, like, gently taking this... hour over. We're like halfway through.
Is that pretty like, does that happen pretty often? People just don't show up?
No, in fact they've been pretty like early. No, he's not that.
Wait, more people are supposed to come?
Yeah,
they're
no,
supposed to come
to be,
at 11.
So there's like a 2 DJ show on supposed to be right now.
Maybe something happened.
Maybe yeah. Something happened.
It's already half an hour in.
Rip. How many people are like listening right now live?
So that's a very good question. We have a shoutcast.
At least 3.
At least.
Is your brother still listening?
I'm trying to figure that out right now.
Like
my dad was listening at one point.
Aw.
I don't know about the thousands.
Hundreds.
I don't know about the hundreds.
Oh, could we play one more song?
Yeah, of course. Wait, give it to me. I think it's Ski Cops. Yeah, I think we've taken over for Ski Cops.
Cool.
Yeah, okay. What I'm gonna do is I'll put on a song and then you tell me the song so I can keep with the
awesome
rule. But then you can we got time to burn, I guess. We'll at least get to this hour.
Yeah.
Maybe someone will come in because I know they're supposed to cut someone on midnight. Okay. Cool. We'll just turn on the mic and let's go.
And shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul and seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek.
We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. You only want to socialize,
but I don't think we should.
A spooky, scary skeleton shouts startling, shrilly screams. They'll sneak from
and there's a couple girls and just won't leave you be.
Juram 생겨 에버랜드 펠라 모든 기분 안 좋으면 뭐 하겠냐 나가서 또 소고기나 사 먹겠지
꽃등심
배부르면 기분 좋다고 나가서 친구들이랑 갈아쓸게
쇼핑
기분 안 좋으면 뭐 하겠냐 나가서 또 소고기나 사 먹겠지
마블링
배부르면 기분 좋다고 나가서 친구들이랑 가로수길
패션
라라라라 라라라라 라라라라
Everybody sing
라라라라 라라라라 라라라라
There you go, mate
라라라라 라라라라 라라라라
Let me hear you say
라라라라 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 까마귀 지나가
I put better fuck it up. Easy, safe, and if it lasts, I put better fuck it up. I don't know what I'm doing, but the one to live. I don't know what I'm doing, but the one to live. I don't know what I'm doing, but I want to live. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. Life is asking, here's what's up. I put better fuck it up.
Okay, wait, we're putting on the mic in meantime. By the way, guys, that was... Okay, Spooky Scary Skeletons, Living Tombstone, Awkward Silence by Stray Kids, Garbage with Not Your Kind of People, and F It Up by Lewis Cole. Definitely check it up. F It Up's music video, if you haven't seen it. I've seen it like 4 or 5 times and have showed it to like everyone I know because it's like the best thing ever made. Oh my gosh. All right, wait. What was the name of that song again?
Question.
I remember the band Question.
Shout out to my king,
Sarah.
Boom. Shout out to my dad. He's probably still watching
this. I'm so glad. Shout out to Ashley's dad. Mr.
싶어지니까 가지 말래 하지마도 가고 싶어지니까
내가 누군지 뭘 원하는지 hey, 내가 누군데 이런 것도 궁금해지는지 야 내가 어젯밤 업로드한 사진과 나의 현실의 선대체 둘 중 누가 진짜라니까
나도 몰라 나를 향한 question Every day every night 매번 복돼 내가 하는 생각 내가 하는 행동 다 내 모습일까 The bed of night 내 질문에 만나 Hey tell me what you want
To be or not to be Wattari gattari Yeah, this or the other one Ayy, 선택은 맘대로 네
다 잘하고 싶은 욕심 뭘 해야 되나 망설이지 장래 희망 질문 할 말 없어 갚은 사지
나도 몰라 나를 향한 question
What the?
Hey, tell me what you want.
Alright, I hope you guys enjoyed this last core of songs. First we had Stray Kids with Question, then Chicago with Love Me Tomorrow, and then the Pains of Being Pure at Heart. Song Running Down a Dream. It's a Tom Petty cover. I don't know the original, and I feel like I don't need to anymore. It's fine. And it's from their album Full Moon Fever. We're finally coming towards the end of the accidentally extended Small Cactus Radio Hour.
Bonus hour.
Yeah, it's a bonus hour. We actually subbed 2 hours now. That first was probably Cactuses. This is just Small Cactus Radio Hour 2. But anyway, we got the new DJ in the station. Do you guys have any words? Speak now, forever hold your Reese's Pieces.
I'm allergic to Reese's Pieces.
Okay, fair. All right, anyone else? Not, I'll just...
DJ Bearpaw.
Oh, my.
DJ that wasn't Bearpaw. Even your name.
It's not yet.
It was DJ Hayes.
DJ Hayes. DJ Hayes,
okay, that is pretty good. All right, here we go.
Ashley?
The world's your oyster.
All right.
Ashley?
You made me in.
Yes.
Ashley says bye.
Bye.
Okay.